The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
They're gonna pry these guns right out of my hands when they come to take them away. I believe in the rights that my fathers gave me when he signed the Constitution that day. No misguided president or crooked politician with a greasy pocket be spared. When the hardworking man gets tired of your cry, it's gonna rain wrath, beware. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. You're not gonna take it away. I'll stand up and fight for my freedoms and rights. That's the price you'll have to pay. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. Red-blooded to the core. You ain't ever had a fight in your life like a fight that you're.
Good evening. This is Judge Rusty Johnston, retired circuit judge. Welcome to Armed Alabama, Alabama's only firearms-based radio talk show. And we talk about pistols, revolvers, shotguns, concealed carry, training, and attacks on our Second Amendment and natural right to keep and bear arms, which we're going to talk about in a minute because we have as guest constitutional law expert Matt Green, who's a supporter of the show, but he also knows the Constitution. At least he knows there's one in Alabama and the United States, which is more than most people do. We're also going to have a few gift ideas for the gun people in your household and reasonable ones, not a $3,000 gun. We're going to have some reasonable ones here that we can show you. And, you know, it's like Rufus said, it ain't Christmas unless there's a gun under the tree. And, you know, that gets us back to the point again. Even though I say that it's probably better to get a gift card like from McCoy's and let your loved one go in and try out, at least try the gun, see if it fits. Because now I'm guilty of it too, buying guns for people and it just doesn't fit. So they can do that for you. And McCoy's, of course, is on Spring Hill Avenue, just west of the I-65 overpass. Used to be Spring Hill Avenue Extension and the old K&B store. They open, of course, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. See them for all your sporting, archery, guns, I mean, everything. And to lock up maybe some of that stuff, you ought to go to Mike Ward's. You know, the criminals are out. Mike Ward's is on Moffett Road near west side of the interstate, Moffett Road at the service road. And speaking of victims of crime, one of our Ace hardware stores, I'm not sure whether it was Spring Hill, Criollo, or Moffett Road, a shoplifter looked like he stuffed $10,000 worth of merchandise in his pants on Black Friday and got away. So if you know anything about that, you can email me anonymously, and I will pass it along. Because, you know, it's one thing somebody steals food, which people seldom do, but stealing, you know, all kind of stuff from a hardware store. And speaking of them, I'll give you the first stocking stuffer. I've been cleaning steel targets all week. And by the way, if there are any steel shooters, and you know you're one, I'll explain what that is later. But I've been using, you know, various things to get the rust off, sandblasting all. But these two wheels, and if you're on Facebook, I'll show them to you. And Facebook, of course, we're broadcasting live at Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. These are nylon, and one is orange and one is blue. And they're wheels that you use in place of the wire wheels that you would normally use to get rust and stuff off. Now, they're a little more gentle, like if you had a piece of wood or now, if you had just a horrible old rusted steel pole, probably not. But I've had these 10 years, probably. You can get them. I know I got mine at Ace Hardware in Spring Hill. I'm sure all of theirs have those, but it's kind of a neat thing. Matt Green, one of the things we wanted to talk about tonight is capital punishment and the lack thereof, frankly. And, you know, it's the U.S. Supreme Court had a hearing, in the last 6 weeks, dealing with Vernon Madison, convicted cop killer. And Madison apparently has been using a little too much homemade, you know, dope or marijuana or something on death row, by the way. And he says he just – he doesn't know what he even did. And the Supreme Court seemed to be buying it, which is just appalling to me, that self-induced – you know, I don't care whether he remembers it or not. But it is – they're talking about, is that cruel and unusual? And, of course, as an originalist, to me, that ought to be judged in 1789 when the Bill of Rights was passed. Mm-hmm. And, you know – God, I've got a book on Old English. I mean, they would hang, draw, and quarter you. Horrible punishments. And to think that injections that we all say we're putting our beloved pets to sleep. But when it's a convicted killer, it's cruel and unusual. Tell us about the Madison situation and where we stand.
He's one of the longest-serving defendants on death row. He murdered a
close to 40 years, like 38.
Yeah, it was in 1985, I think, is when the murder happened. He murdered it. It was a high-profile killing where he ambush-style assassination of a beloved police officer here in Mobile named Julius Schulte.
He was like a juvenile police officer.
Yeah, correct.
Julius Schulte.
And multiple trials. They were went throughout the state system. I think he had two different jury trials, three different jury trials, I think, and. He had some of them reversed, and then they came back. One jury recommended death, another jury recommended life without. And there was a judicial override. The circuit judge overrode the jury's recommendation of life. But that issue was resolved in the state's favor, and they threw a Hail Mary on this last attempt.
Now it's in the federal system.
Now it's in the federal system.
The only reason it is because Congress passed the legislation to do that. They gave everyone convicted of a capital offense a capital habeas corpus.
Right.
Otherwise, they could repeal that tomorrow, and the federal courts would be interfering in those cases.
Yeah, and they started an Eighth Amendment challenge. It would be cruel and unusual to execute Vernon Madison in his current state, and his current state is, according to his attorneys, Brian Stevenson with the Equal Justice Initiative, he's actually argued it.
He came to Mobile recently.
Yeah, he was in Mobile. He actually argued it on
behalf
of Vernon.
He's a Marxist, by
the way. Vernon Madison said that because Vernon Madison does not remember the facts of the commission of the crime and the details of it, but does recognize that he's been sentenced to death.
And that he is locked up.
and that he suffers from a vascular dementia, and that in his condition it would be cruel and unusual under judicially created law.
Evolving standards of decency.
Correct.
Yes, yeah.
And they argued that recently. But, you know, it's a case out of Mobile.
Now, Officer Schulte was shot in the head.
Correct. Yeah. And he lived for a couple days, I think.
Yeah.
Struggled and battled and, you know, and ultimately died. But they had a hearing in Mobile a couple years ago in front of Judge Smith, because this actually was a Judge McCray docket.
And he found that there were drugs in his system,
yeah,
and that it was more than likely, more probable than not. Whatever.
Well, and he actually, he wrote an order, an 8-page order, a 10-page order, pretty detailed.
And listen, I love Judge Smith, but if y'all know him, he's not the first guy that would impose death on someone. So if he came to that conclusion, it must have been pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, and the order seems to indicate that the mental psychosis or the dementia he was suffering from was self-induced, because he references some records from the hospital when they admitted Vernon Madison that synthetic marijuana and methamphetamine use, however, is more clinically consistent with his symptoms. And this is a man who's been on death row. I mean, it's curious.
How are we supposed to control or win the drug war when you can get dope on death row? I mean, come on.
But it seems, just from reading accounts and listening to the oral arguments, that he may have a pretty good shot. And
listening to the oral arguments, I think he's going to win.
And you remember originally it came up from the 11th Circuit, and it was right after Justice Scalia died, and it was a 4-4 tie.
Yep.
On the appeal, so the lower court 11th Circuit ruling in Vernon Madison's favor stood. They've argued that, and I expect a ruling probably in the spring on that.
Hey, Matt, if his sentence is overturned, well, then will it become life in
it'll be life without the possibility of parole. That's the only other option under a capital
murder.
So,
in other words, we'll get to continue paying to support this man.
Correct.
And by the way, many of the life without paroles, like on the Habitual Offender Act, well, the judge kind of can come in if they ask him to and set that aside, just a life. There's nothing certain in the state system. Remember our phone number here? I want to talk to anybody that shoots steel shooters, but talk to you about any question, what we're talking about, or guns in general. Number 251-343-0106. Armed Alabama, we'll be right back.
Some squirty guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Those are Whistle Dixie.
I think that was Clint Eastwood. This is Judge Rusty Johnston.
Pull those pistols or Whistle Dixie.
Clint Eastwood, wonderful actor and human being. I want to thank, by the way, Steve Moore and his law firm, the Moore Law Firm. They're one of our sponsors here tonight. Steve does what we call personal injury work in Mobile. That's anything from a slip and fall to a car accident to even weird things, you know, products liability. I'm wearing, which I'll show you, gift idea, safety glasses for a gun, but they're bifocals. Let's say these something hit these glasses, because I had a case like this as a lawyer, and they just completely shattered and blinded me, and they shouldn't have done that. That's a personal injury kind of case. So if you have anything like that, and you're just kind of questioning, hey, is this something, do I have a case, is somebody going to help me with my bills and all that, give Steve a call at the Moore Law Firm, and you can get him at my paper's gone away. I know you can call him.
Don't forget Fred Moore with their law firm.
Well,
too.
Fred is his nephew, Fred's and he's with the
right.
He is with the firm also. And Steve looks a lot younger than yours truly. That's because he didn't spend years on the bench and get old and gray. But Steve's located downtown on North Dearborn Street, and that is really just a block off the square. And but you can call them also, and that phone number is 251, of course, 445-76, what is it, 02. And you can also visit them on the web, www.moorelawfirm.al.com. And while we're talking about that, it was interesting. I posted this on Facebook, Matt. But by the way, Facebook, you can see us live at Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. A phone number here. We'll take calls, questions, but you can text in a question. And that is 251-343-0106. But AL.com, which is a blog that used to be kind of the Mobile Press Register, they wrote a story about the shooting at the Galleria, which contained a line that says the Galleria prohibits any type of weapons. And one of the people involved had a pistol permit. So I just merely responded with under my name. I'm one of the few people who use my own name. I said, I'm sure the mall does say that, but under Alabama law, that's invalid unless they have guards 24/7 or during
security
hours
personnel.
Operations and biometric screening magnetometer, and quoted Alabama law. The next day, I looked at my comment and it said, what did it say? It was like disabled, user disabled, or some kind of. I thought it's like I've used some profanity. And then I just posted another one that says, is there any reason in particular why my comment wasn't posted? It is truthful and it is accurate as the law. Disabled! Well, I went and looked back in the story. That line was removed from the story, even though it said the last revision had been 3 days before. So it's nice having a computer expert as a son. So they just rewrote it after, why not just tell me, hey, thanks for calling that to our attention. Yeah. But I noticed that George Soros' Accuracy in Media rates AL.com as center right. I mean, I'm not sure whether they're Trotskyites or Leninists. They're certainly not even near the center. It's really terrible. But, Matt, we were talking about Vernon Madison, and before him, the longest person on death row had been Wisenhant, a stone-cold, horrible killer.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the first problem comes because our own courts second-guess everything the trial court judge does because they know the thing's going to be around for, you know, 30 years. And, you know, just there's something called a Batson challenge, which the lawyer can say – after you pick the jury, before they're sworn, judge, I think the prosecution racially struck minorities from the jury panel just because they're minorities, no other reason. Sometimes lawyers—
there was an issue in this case, actually.
Yeah, very often, there's no Batson issue.
Yeah.
So I tried a capital case where I specifically asked, does anybody have any challenges to the composition of the jury, particularly Batson? Both the prosecution and defense, no, sir, we don't. Okay, fine. A year and a half later, I get the case back. The appeals court has decided, well, even though it wasn't raised at trial, the appellate lawyers have raised it. So you need to go back now and have a Batson hearing a year and a half after the fact.
Yeah.
Now, that is just mindless make work.
Oh, and think about the jurors having, or if they potentially get subpoenaed to come back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were able to do it off my extensive note-taking. And he is on death row. But we have a call from Michael and Daphne. Hey, Michael, welcome to Armed Alabama. What's up?
Good evening, Judge. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing just fine, sir. I had a question or a comment in reference to what you were just talking about with the Galleria and the gun prohibited thing.
Yes.
Firearms prohibited.
Right.
If you drive through Muscle Shoals and come in through Florence, downtown Florence, and enter the campus of the University of North Alabama on a state highway, the same sign is posted below the state highway sign about when you come on the campus.
Correct.
Firearms are prohibited.
They're not for you, I'll tell you that. That is basically a rule regulation for students because they can kick them out. They can do all kind of things. They can't do anything with you other than try to make you leave the campus, and you probably will. If you track that down, there's no criminal sanction for that. So it's just harassing students.
Okay. All right. I was just curious about that. If I'm driving that state highway and I'm headed further north of Florence and I've got a firearm and you know, in my possession and was pulled over by campus police for maybe speeding or whatever, just was wondering what that would be about.
Yeah, there's also a doctrine called peaceable travel, I think that's what it's called, where even if you went through an anti-firearm state, you'd be all right. But, yeah, that's just nonsense, and they need to get rid of it. And they actually say statistically students who have concealed carry permits are – much less likely to injure themselves, commit a crime, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. So, you know, Judge, it seems like to me, why don't they just go ahead and put up a big sign that says, this is a constitutional free zone?
There you go. There you go. Or I thought you were going to say, this is a concentration camp, because that's the next step.
Thank you, y'all, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, you have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you later on.
Y'all too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Are we up against the break, Charlie? Can we take – tell me? All right. We've got a slide fire question. Mike, hey. Hope you saw my –
how's it going?
Pretty good. Did you see my post I just put up recently?
I don't do the Facebook stuff or anything.
Listen, AR-15, a 19 circa 85 AR-15 Colt, 30 rounds, 2.2 seconds.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, you have a question.
But anyway, Christmas time's coming up here, and I know guys will be wanting to buy their girlfriends or wives a nice handgun. Okay, so I was in a certain retailer's shop a while back. I think it was Academy.
Yeah.
And this
if you buy something there, they walk you to the car with a gun.
this lady tried her best to rack the slide on this little small 380 handgun.
Okay.
And could not do it to save her life. And so I wanted to mention, if somebody was wanting to buy, you know, a handgun for their lady friend or wife, you know, Smith & Wesson come out with a new M&P 380 EZ, which is the letter E and the letter Z.
You know what you can do? You can put a reduced-powered spring in there also that'll help you.
Oh, okay.
And then the other thing is, I'm trying to get to a semi-auto. People rack them the wrong way. They pull them like a shotgun sling. You know, what you ought to do is hold the gun. And dadgummit, Matt, would you check my? Sure. Just want to, so I can explain it to you. We're pretty close, but I can get it done. Matt, right in that bag. What you do is you shove it with your strong hand, shove it down, and you're not racking anything back. Because you're using your weak hand. I know you don't do the Facebook, but other people
push
do.
Instead of pull.
Yeah, you hold with your left hand, hold the slide. With right hand, don't touch the trigger, push it, holding the grip. And pushing is much easier than pulling.
Well, I don't usually have any trouble with any of them. I rack the slides.
But there are ways, you're exactly right. There are ways to overcome that.
And the little flip-up, tip-up barrel, like...
Amen.
You know, the little Berettas.
Matt Green has one, a Tomcat.
Kind of idea.
Yeah, Tomcat, 32 Tomcat.
And one of my main, now this is my main advice for
can
somebody
you hold,
buying a gun for a lady friend.
Yeah, go ahead.
That is to take her with you.
There you go.
When you buy that gun, because that way you can see if she can rack the slide and do all that stuff.
See if her hand fits. Yep.
That's right.
You're exactly right.
All right, I'm getting off of here, and I'm on listen.
Thank you so much. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be back with more of Armed Alabama after this break.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Survival kit contents check. In them you'll find 145 caliber automatic, 2 boxes of ammunition, 4 days concentrated emergency rations, 1 drug issue containing antibiotics, morphine, vitamin pills, pep pills, sleeping pills, tranquilizer pills, 1 miniature combination Russian phrase book and Bible, $100 in rubles, $100 in gold, 9 packs of chewing gum, 1 issue of prophylactics, 3 lipsticks, 3 pair of nylon stockings.
Shoot, a fella could have a pretty good time in Vegas with all that stuff. Slim Whitman from Dr. Strangelove. Another stocking stuffer. If you're on Facebook, I'll tell you. If not, I'll explain it. This is called, I didn't have the right one, later. Up Lula. They make several magazine loaders. And several, meaning there's one that does most pistol, all pistols, and then one for an AR and one for an AK. And if you're watching on Facebook, it's a plastic thing that kind of goes to the top, has a lever. And what happens is you pull the lever down, it pushes all the cartridges down, slide another one. You can load and unload, because a lot of times I'll load, let's say, 10 magazines, and I'll only use 3. Oh, I don't want to leave them all in there. They may wear out the spring. So that's something that's pretty good, too. And I'll show one more thing that's reasonably priced. These are called target spots. They're a bright hunter's orange, what, maybe an inch across. I use them on targets when I'm practicing because I can see my pattern as opposed to the hole. They're kind of like those real expensive ones that I can't think of the name of it. They kind of fluorescent when you hit them. But it looks like we have a call. Matt, let's take James from Mobile. Was pulled over. Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. I hope y'all doing all right.
Hey, doing pretty good. What happened?
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, my wife and I were driving down the road. She was driving her car. We got pulled over by one of Mobile's finest. And he came to the car, asked why we got pulled over. We didn't know. He said that her tag lights were out. It was at nighttime. Asked for
and by the way, never volunteer. Well, it might have been my speeding. It might have been my lights. It could be because I've been drinking. That's just an open-ended question.
Not this time.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, when she went to give her license, the officer saw her pistol permit and asked if she was armed. You know, asked if we carried, you know, if we had a weapon.
Yep.
She did. It was in the console of the vehicle. He asked her to step out of the vehicle. She did. I was in the passenger seat. He reached in and got the pistol out of the console.
Made it safe.
I'm going through the tunnel. I don't think I'll lose you guys. But,
yeah.
But you know what happens if I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, long and short, I didn't like the way it went up to that point anyway.
I don't either.
He took the pistol, and I suppose he went back there and ran the numbers or what have you. I don't know.
And let me tell you what he did first. He made it safe. He unloaded it, which there are probably 10,000 different pistols out there. Nobody knows enough about everyone. Most discharges take place loading and unloading. And he unloaded that gun.
Absolutely.
Well, let me tell you.
Just by the way, this happened to be a Beretta Bobcat.
There you go.
22 yeah. With the pop-up barrel.
Yeah. Well, next time move your the pistol permit away. And
I'm sorry.
Next time don't have the pistol permit next to your license. You're under no obligation to tell him you have a gun. I tell people, tell him you have a gun if the gun is visible, you're wearing it in a holster, or it's going to be in a place like where you're going to have to access it to get your title or insurance or whatever. Then you want to tell him, no surprises. But if it's away and never going to be seen, and you get asked that question, say no, sir. It's not perjury. It's not illegal. He has no business asking you that.
Upon asking me, and now there's much more of the story, and it's
okay.
Brief, but there's a much bigger point at the end. But my question to you is this: if he asks, "Do you have a pistol?" What is the proper response?
No,
I mean, no is a lie.
Well, you're not under oath, so let's count how many times we all lie every day. And my position is, he doesn't have any business asking you that question.
I understand. Well, in big picture, I think just not having your permit visible is the best
yeah,
of all options.
Yeah, I think so. They cannot look up your tag number and cross-check it with the pistol permit list.
He had probably, by the time he walked up to your car, he was already running the tag. He was probably running your name, and he knew all your criminal history and knew if you had any traffic violations in the past, if you had any warrants. He would have known this by the time he got
to your window.
He
wouldn't know whether
he
had a pistol permit, but he knew you were a good citizen.
Correct.
I assume you are. So why screw with you?
Well, here's what got me the worst, though.
Yeah.
Upon coming back to the car, and you know, he had already allowed my wife to sit back in, he asked her to pop the trunk.
You know why he asked you that? Because he needed permission. He didn't have a warrant. And when he asked you, will you pop the trunk, say, no, I won't. I don't consent to your search.
Sure. But now when we asked him why, he said because that's where he wanted to put the pistol, because he didn't want to put the pistol back in our hands or back in our possession.
Well, you have a permit. She had a permit.
Unbelievable.
She has the right to have it in her car. And I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, but we've had Sheriff Cochran on the show before, and that what happened there is at odds with what he said is supposed to happen.
Judge, is there a proper way that he could lodge a complaint?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Check on his website. If you feel that strongly, lodge a complaint with the sheriff, because he says they don't ask that question, they don't do it that way.
And a lot of times, too, the police officers now have body cam, so this interaction is probably recorded, and they have a short retention
probably
period.
Wasn't working that
but you could at least make a request for a copy of I didn't hear the whole facts in here because I stepped out for a moment, but did he issue you any citations or anything like that?
No,
nothing at all. Not even only a verbal warning about the tag light.
Well, see, you know, the courts have been very consistent. They can only the officer can only make that traffic stop duration as long as it takes to determine what that initial traffic violation
Absolutely.
Is, unless he independently corroborates a commission or of another crime. Or I mean,
he can't stall.
He can't
wait
extend
for a drug
the stall.
Dog to get there.
Yeah, I mean, how long did this traffic? How long did this take place?
It wasn't terribly long. I would say 10 minutes at the most.
Okay.
You know, and I got to say, I lean more to prevent this from happening again. I mean, I'm on the same side with the police officer.
Well, I know, and we all are.
I think that he was yep. just, I really think he, I understand he's trying, I don't think he was out to get us. I just think he's concerned for his safety. But on the same token, I'm not comfortable with the way it happened, and
well,
I'm not going to allow it to happen again.
Let's say you had popped your trunk, and you had just been in New Orleans and bought some boot liquor over there that's untaxed here. You would have been arrested.
Yeah, we understood exactly what was going on as far as, you know, that was, you know, a roundabout way to search the vehicle as
yep.
well.
Where did they find the pistol? I didn't hear that part.
He inadvertently found something back there, like my liquor from New Orleans, that
yeah.
then we would be have been in trouble.
Yeah.
And listen, he laid the pistol,
yeah.
the magazine, and like I said, it was one of the Berettas that the barrel pops up.
Yep.
So there's one in the barrel. Those
yeah.
those are extremely stiff, as is the trigger. So my wife keeps one in the barrel. He just laid
yeah.
that round loose in the back
yeah.
of the trunk.
So he didn't make it safe. He thought he was. Nobody knows, and this happens a lot at night, too. You get somebody's pistol. Like I say, most discharges are loading and unloading. Somebody unfamiliar with a gun that's just dangerous. Listen, James, thank you for calling. Let me grab Jamie next. Appreciate it. Jamie from Theodore, suppressor bill. We have about a week left. It's not
okay.
going to pass, do you think?
I just wanted to call and get an update on it, see where it stood and what was going on with it.
I guess it's not dead on arrival, but it will die at the end of this Congress, which is, I think, a week from Friday, if I'm right. And, you know, all that big talk, no problem with it. And then now we'll have Maxine Waters, you know, running things. And
well, there may be a shutdown, so we may not have another Congress.
Well, I hope it shuts down. It won't hurt me. It won't hurt us. But that's pretty sad. That shows
yeah.
that a lot of our people really are not committed to our cause.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's all I want to know. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Jamie.
I love it.
I love it
when a politician says, I presented the bill.
Yeah.
I signed off on the bill.
Along
I'm
with
fighting
600
for you,
others.
Knowing that it would never see the light of day.
Oh, yeah. They do that a lot. I want to thank Steve Moore. He's our personal injury lawyer here. If you get hurt, now you can't sue him if you get hurt with a gun, usually. Somebody shoots you, yeah, but if your gun malfunctions and hurts you, they've kind of protected them. Transaction Lawful Commerce Act or whatever. But anything else, you can you ought to talk to a lawyer anyway, because, heck, you know, you never know when something may happen, and we all have bills that have to be paid and all of that. So give Steve a call, or you can go. You could just drop by, you know, his office. He's at 8 North Dearborn. I'm sure he'd see you. But you can call 251-445-7602. Hey, another little gift I thought about. You can call up Hunter Security, one of our sponsors. They're over in Daphne, and get one of these doorbell cameras. They're fairly reasonable. I mean, I don't know what fairly reasonable means, but they're not thousands of dollars. I would think a couple of hundred at the most. Then, you know, is the knock on the door the mailman, or is he, you know, some religious group you don't want to talk to, or
they just captured some, they call them porch pirates, and they just captured some in Midtown because
Steve
someone had
an Amazon.
Yeah.
Happened to my son last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, and they caught them because of the video that they were able
yeah,
to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
They shared it on Facebook.
Hey, and make sure your furnace is working properly. If you have a gas furnace, which I do because I think it's the most efficient, but carbon monoxide can be a problem. So, you know, have your furnace or heat pump, whatever you got, have it serviced. You can call up Hanson Heating and Air to have that done. And if you strain your back doing all these chores, you know, Foster's Chiropractic, you can go out there and he'll fix you up. But above all, you need to be safe during the holidays, especially with firecrackers, guns. We've talked about a lot of things. And shooting steel, and nobody has responded. I'll tell you what that is briefly. Matt knows. Yeah, various – the funnest one is something called a Texas Star. looks kind of like a Ferris wheel, but it has what we call Bianchi plates on the end of, the, I think, the five arms. You're back 20 feet or whatever you're supposed to be. You shoot the first one off, well, it makes it spin. And I'll tell you the rest when we get back.
I'm singing, be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip. But be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Or would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
I think I would like his methods, as Captain Widmark from Fringe. I want to remind everybody, the Friends of the NRA raffle is coming up on December 15th at high noon. They're $5 a ticket. I'm going to post the prizes, great prizes. And you can buy your tickets at the following places: Down South Arms, and they are in the P&G Machine and Supply Building, which is on Old Shell Road, just under the railroad overpass. That's 2617 Old Shell Road. Or at the Caffeine Corps, the pro Second Amendment coffee house, which is out near South Alabama, 5552 Old Shell Road. You can also get them Gold Mine Pawn Shop over the bay, Toomey's Mardi Gras, SRT Mobile. That's the new indoor shooting range off Cody Road. And or you can call Will Case. Well, first, you can call K-Case at 251-610-2913 or Will Case at 251-753-6494. Now, I know some people, they gave in on this bump buyer stock ban. But let me tell you, I'm a member of the NRA, the Second Amendment Foundation, and a couple of more. Nobody's 100%, but they got a big stick, and a lot of the legislators and congressmen are scared of them. And even if you don't like them, it's a good chance to win a great prize. I'll post those later. Guns, gift certificates, all kind of stuff. Matt, I'm sure you'll be buying them pretty soon.
Sure.
So now, you had some experience, if you could tell us generally, about guns on college campus and how, I'll just say, Nazi-like they treat students.
Yeah, I wish our legislature would get a little bit more proactive about expending public funds on universities that abridge constitutional rights.
That employ Marxist teachers, you know.
Well, you know, First Amendment and Second Amendment are the two big things that universities, especially locally, have really engaged in. And Title IX is another one, due process type issues. But
You don't have due process there.
No, I'm not trying to make a hasty generalization, but by and large, many of the administrators think that the mission of education is separate and apart from the law. And
most of those universities didn't even allow armed police officers 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't like the military atmosphere.
Yeah. But now, the courts have really been active.
But briefly, no names, of course. You had a client who they found an AR-15 or .223 round in his car, saw it, then searched his room.
Oh, yeah, the university, I think, gives them marching orders in these gun-free – that they create these gun-free zones.
Killing zones, right.
Yeah, and they don't respect the individual or the constitutional rights of students because they think that in many instances they're subject to less scrutiny. And, in fact, unless the students are willing to take a proactive role to it and, enforce their rights, that they just keep doing it.
But, as Madison said, the individual is the ultimate minority. And it doesn't matter if everybody there hates guns, whatever. As long as one person, is deprived of his right, he shouldn't be. And, we've gotten past all the arguments, and I can point you to the studies. They're not a bunch of drunk college kids shooting guns up in the air and all that. And besides the in the 1800s, guns weren't prohibited on campus. Heck, half the kids left those campuses, went and fought in the war.
Remember, it was a year and a half ago. There was an issue where it was an open carry where one of the kids they got approval from the university, I think, and had a table in a kiosk.
Oh, that's when he was arrested.
Yeah, well, detained. Yeah,
for an empty holster.
An empty holster, correct?
Yes.
And they asked him where his gun was, and he said,
"Oh,
it was
all kind of outrageous questions."
Yeah, and they actually wrote him up. And had a disciplinary.
Well, the good side of the story was that the police officer is no longer there, and they recognized they had a problem.
Well, after they got some heat from lawyers.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. As President Nixon said, if I can find the quote, he says, "Listen to me. The press is the enemy. The press is the enemy. The professors are the enemy. The professors are the enemy," and somebody else. And it's kind of interesting. Way back then, you know, I had a general admonition against never appoint anybody to any court position that has a bow tie. Well, the one exception is Judge Gerald Choflat of the 11th Circuit, who ruled with us in the Perry Hooper case repeatedly. And there he is. He's about 90 now, but great guy. Be sorry to lose him. It's T-J-O-F-L-A-T, I think. It's
That's
a
right.
name that'll stand out, but real good guy. And they don't, you know, they just don't make them like that anymore, unfortunately. Matt, we were talking about executions. Do you realize my wife's, I guess it's great uncle, was the last hangman in Mobile County?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, last hangman in Mobile County. They invented the electric chair, and they used to, of course, hang people in the county that the crime occurred.
Yeah, that's
that kind of meant something. That's kind of like poor William Mumford hanged by General Butler
Spoons.
In New Orleans. But they used to hang people. But when they got the electric chair, it was too expensive. For a while, they came around once a year, but then they shipped it all to the penitentiary and did it quietly. And I don't think – you may as well not have it if you're going to do it, you know, in the middle of the night, quiet, and just tell – it's like Osama bin Laden. You know, is he dead or not? I don't know. I don't know. Never knew whether he was alive or not. But it – you know, I wouldn't go down and watch an execution, but, you know, the people that need to would go down and watch the execution, kind of the crazy thugs. They'd go watch it, and let me tell you, as Black Sun said, it's a terrible spectacle. And you have to have the execution or the punishment as close as the commission of the crime as possible, as Blackstone said. But if you all are on Facebook, I want you to check out some of the stuff we have. I'm going to have a great quote. If you don't know who John Taylor of Caroline is, he was a U.S. senator, really Jefferson's brain trust. He made the statement, or wrote it actually, "National defense is the usual pretext for the policy of fleecing the people." And he wrote that in his book in 1820 in Washington City. It was published, Tyranny Unmasked. John Randolph of Roanoke, another excellent old Republicans, as they called them.
Little R.
Yeah, absolutely. And they didn't compromise. I think that's probably what I am. And
classic liberals is another description.
Read my article too on Bush 41, the ultimate gun grabber and tax raiser. He was anti-gun when he was in Congress in the 70s. You know, I'm sure he was a decent man, but he was on the wrong side in lots of issues, especially taxes. Read my lips. No new taxes. A year and a half later, one of the largest tax increases in history. You will never balance our budget by raising taxes because the leftists will just spend more.
But, you know, that was the thing you heard most of last week is how they praised him.
Oh, yeah.
And when he died, he was.
You just can't do that.
Raise taxes.
It makes us responsible for their irresponsibility.
He also gave us the American with Disabilities Act.
He gave us that horrible. His son gave us the Prescription Drug Act, another budget buster. So, well, folks, we're coming to the end of the show. We'll be back here next week. with more live Armed Alabama. By the way, Adam, I meant to tell you, he's actually serving a little time in the county jail. Nothing big, nothing big. I think it was public drinking or something. We'll have him out soon. Just kidding. He had a child's
function.
I hate
that eggnog.
Yeah, that little bit of eggnog. We'll have him back next week, hopefully. And we thank Matt Green, local attorney, for being with us. The time just flies, but we'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.